the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Joining us for the last word on travel this week, Sinead Kennedy, travel expert, host of Wellness Activity Breaks. And you've got some different ideas for us. Adventure groups, to join up with people you may not necessarily know, is it, and go on a big adventure.
Exactly, Matt. So I just think with alternative lifestyles, there's many people looking for different ways to travel and have exciting experiences that perhaps suit their time frame, budget and way of life. And also with the internet and incredible flight connections from Ireland, I think, you know, what used to be considered to be weird and wonderful adventures have really become an actual reality for many thrill seekers. So group travel used to be sort of elderly people going around coaches in Europe, but nowadays there is so much for us to see and do. You know, the world is really our oyster.
Okay, well, let's go to some examples. And you've got one to go to Everest-based camp in Nepal. Now, presumably to do this, you would actually have to be really fit, and would you have to have some experience of mountain climbing?
No, none. I actually did this trip myself, Matt, in 2015. And actually, to be honest with you, I think being super fit actually was a slight disadvantage because I couldn't really get used to walking slower because of the altitude. So actually, I think if you're kind of used to being slower, more steady walker, it actually would suit you better than somebody like me who wants to run it. But it actually, no, absolutely no mountaineering skills required. It is a trail and you're only going as far as base camp. You're not actually going to Mount Everest.
Yeah, but base camp is pretty high up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 5,364 metres above sea level. So really, really high.
Would that even give you altitude sickness?
Yes, but you're going at 14 days. So what happens is that you're actually walking very slowly.
You're acclimatizing as you go.
And there are acclimatization days in your trek as well. Look, I did actually suffer towards the top, but it wasn't bad enough that I had to turn back. I know loads of people who are really unfit made it to the top, no problem.
Sorry, not to the top. They made it to base camp. There's a big difference.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. And then when you get there, do you have to come all the way back down again, or do you get flown out by helicopter?
You know, I do know some people who paid for the helicopter option out, but no, walking back out is super easy because it only takes about 4 days to get out.
Okay. But all those days, are you not just sort of seeing the same thing almost every day?
Oh, Matt, you're not. Honest to God, it is so wonderful. So first of all, you start in the tree line and then you're going up above the tree line and then you are going into this world that you just never knew existed. And you know here, when you're looking at, just say, the likes of Carn Two Hill, you can see the top. But in the Himalayas, when you're looking, you can see the mountain, then you see the clouds, then you look up again and you end up spraining your neck trying to see the top of the mountain. So Himalayas are an absolute must. And my top tip is if you're going there, do book with a Nepalese tour company, which is what I did. It was about a third of the price of the European tour companies, what they were charging me.
How much did it cost?
I paid, at the time, it was $1,100 for my trip, for my 2 weeks.
Right, and plus your flights to get there and all the rest of it.
Yeah, to Kathmandu. Yeah. Now I have another one a little bit closer to home, and this is super cheap. So how about camel trekking across the Sahara, Matt? You can go from Morocco, from Marrakesh, or from Tunisia. It's typically a 3-day journey. They're going to drive you from Marrakesh for about 8 hours. You're going to have a night overnight in a proper little hotel. And then the next day you're going to be stuck on a camel and you're going to be brought in a caravan, which is a trail of camels, into the sand dunes, and you're going to have a night in a Berber tent looking at the stars around a campfire. And then the next day you'll be driven back to Marrakesh. Bargain price of €160 for 3 days. You can't go wrong.
What's it like being on a camel?
Oh, it's so much.
Is it like being on a horse?
Just higher. Higher and unsteady. They're a little bit grumpy, if I'm honest with you. But it really is a fun trip. And, you know, I did check flights to Marrakesh in December. It's €130 return. So this would be an amazing few days away. Really cheap. Cheaper than a hotel in Ireland.
Okay. Going on Route 66 in the United States. By motorbike, I take it, isn't it?
By motorbike. Now, next year is the centennial of Route 66. And it is, for anyone who doesn't know, you would drive all the way from Chicago to LA. It's 4,500 kilometres. Now, I did find a really amazing trip online. It is on a Harley Davidson. You can go in a group and it's all organised for you. It's 15 days all inclusive. There's a company I found online. I've no idea what they're like, but they're called Eagle Rider. You're looking at about $9,000 per person per bike. That's one person on a bike. All the reviews said it was well worth every single cent. If you want to have two people on the one bike, it works out at the bargain price of 5,000 euros each. Now, Matt, there is a top tip for anyone who's thinking of going to the USA in the next 2 years. The electronic visa, the ESTA, is going up in price on the 30th of September. So it goes from $21 to $40, but it is valid for 2 years in your passport. So buy it now.
Well, it's a small price compared to the prices for everything in America, because everything is so expensive. Over there at the moment. This is a very interesting one. You've got an idea of going to Italy on a Tuscan truffle hunt and cooking retreat.
So absolutely. So there's plenty of people who love cookery, truffle hunting, and you can do this. They're going to bring you on with local truffle hunters and their dogs into the forest of Tuscany. And then at night time, you're all going to go back. You're going to cook a fabulous dinner, have a great big communal dinner. Your days are spent exploring vineyards and medieval villages, and evenings are filled with fun and giggles over the cookery. So again, really something for everybody. 3 days there is going to cost you about 1,800 euros, but Italy obviously is close to home. And then another close to home one for anyone who's feeling a little bit fitter, e-bike tours in Slovenia. I highly recommend Slovenia. It really is a beautiful country. Very, very quiet. I have to be honest with you, after 9 p.m. there's not a whole lot going on. Stunning, stunning scenery. Tough old cycling. I did go on my normal bike.
A lot of mountains.
Well, you can avoid the mountains as well, but the Julian Alps are stunning. Now, I would highly recommend you go on an e-bike tour there, unless you're super duper fit or a cyclist. But even I found it tough when I was there, given the heat. But it is so beautiful and well worth a visit. To get to Slovenia from Dublin, we do have to fly into Trieste, which is in Italy. Now, I also wanted to give you some options of other things, so slow travel.
Because you wanted to talk about sort of cheaper ways of sourcing accommodation, starting with the idea of either house-sitting or pet-sitting.
Yeah, plenty of people like myself go on holidays and have their little fluffies that need to be looked after, Matt. Now, having a look online, for instance, I found a woman at the moment in the Netherlands who's going away for 2 months. She has two cats that need to be minded. So this would be really ideal for anyone who can remote work. Perhaps you're saving up for a deposit on a house. Perhaps you just need some space. You could just go there, have her house for free, meet the neighbours and just look after the two cats.
But you sort of are stuck that you have to be back in the house every day to look after the cats. You can't just head off for a week or two using that as a base.
No, you can't. No. You are house sitting. So it is home from home kind of a trip. But this is a great way for anyone who wants to immerse themselves in a language or wants to get to know the neighbourhood or not to be a tourist, to live like a local.
Would you really want to take on responsibility for somebody else's pets? What if something happened to them and they got sick?
Well, there are vets, so I know. Okay, yeah. Okay.
If you get to the vet in time, Sinead.
If you get to the vet in time, I know. Look, it is there. It's an option. But I'll give you another option then instead, Matt. So did you know that universities during the summer, they rent out the student accommodation, the ones that are on campus?
Yeah.
And again, that can be a great way to get really good accommodation and to live like a local. And perhaps it wouldn't be as isolating as having to look after somebody's pet or as, you know, much responsibility. You can check out, I found a website called universityrooms.com. Now, language immersions, Matt, again, something that I would be very passionate about. They are not just for transition year kids. Amazing way for adults to travel, particularly anyone like myself who's solo, wants to get away for a decent length of time, or perhaps needs another language for a job interview, for instance. So go there, stuff yourself in, get a good immersion, and then leave. Now, you can do immersions from anything from 2 weeks to 52 weeks. I found a really great website called SpanishValencia.com. They all cater for people like ourselves who are a little bit older. They have specific 50-plus classes, 50 years old classes, that is. And you can expect around 20 hours a week in class, plus cultural visits, and you can stay with locals and as well learn the language there.
Okay, and then one other one, you have a dude ranch that you're suggesting as an adventure with a difference.
It is. So I had real fun researching this one, actually. Now, they are called dude ranches. That's not the name I have given them. So think Texas, think cowboys, think lassos and spurs. So you can go to these dude ranches. You can spend as long as you want there, and they're actually not bad at all. They're about $110 a day. So I found one called Beaumont Ranch in Texas, and it is an 800-acre working ranch, and you can learn to ride and rope, which is horse riding and lassoing at the same time, from a real working cowboy. You can also go zip lining, shooting, archery and quad bikes. Think big barbecues, local events such as line dancing and bars. I don't know if you ever saw City Slickers years ago with Billy Crystal.
Okay, Sinead Kennedy, thank you so much, host of the Wellness Activity Breaks, for joining us on The Last Word on Travel this week.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.